Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks have moved lower on Wall Street after news talks on raising the debt limit have come to an abrupt halt. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
On the third day of meetings between White House and House Republican negotiators, the GOP's Jared Graves says it's time to press pause because it's just not productive. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tapped Graves to lead the talks in hopes of reaching an agreement this weekend before possible House votes next week. But after an hour-long session this morning, Graves says there are still gaps, that the talks are just unreasonable, and it's unclear when they'll resume. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Sources tell the AP President Biden is telling allies at the G7 summit in Japan he has approved plans to train Ukrainian pilots on U.S.-made F-16 fighter jets. A judge in Memphis continues to block temporarily the release of more video footage and records in the investigation of Tyree Nichols' death, but says he does want to make public as much information as possible. The judge does not want to interfere with the rights to a fair trial for the five Memphis police officers facing charges in Nichols' death. The Middle East-based commanders of U.S., British, and French navies were in the Strait of Hormuz aboard an American warship, a sign of their unified approach against Iran to keep the crucial waterway open. Vice Admiral Brad Cooper oversees the U.S. Navy's Middle East-based Fifth Fleet.
Iran has seized or attacked 15 ships in the last 2 years, 8 seizures and 7 attacks. So the shipping industry is mindful of what the security posture looks like in the region. We have the ability to positively impact that.
South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott has filed papers to run for president. Scott is the Senate's only black Republican. Chair Jerome Powell indicates the Federal Reserve will likely forego an increase in its benchmark interest rate when it meets in June. This is AP News. Direct flights have resumed between Russia and Georgia.
Georgian police clash with protesters who'd gathered at the airport to meet an Azimuth Airlines flight from Moscow, the first to arrive from Russia for 4 years, with signs and slogans criticizing the Kremlin. Pro-European organizer Ellen Koshtaria rejects any sign of pro-Russian sympathies.
They're protesting against the geopolitical decision of Georgian government and Russian government to resume the flights, which is basically the instrument to take back Georgia under Russian influence. And we don't want to be in Russia. Our choice is Europe.
The Georgian Aviation Authority this week had authorized two small Russian airlines, Azimuth and Red Wings, to launch flights to two cities in Georgia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
A new poll finds Americans are concerned about the impact of a U.S. debt default. 6 in 10 Americans say they want any increase in the debt limit to be coupled with an agreement to reduce the federal budget deficit. About 2/3 say they're highly concerned about the impact on the national economy if the U.S. debt limit is not increased. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. With the U.S. looking at a default deadline, the Treasury Department says could come as soon as June 1st. Only about 1/4 of those surveyed say they approve of how President Biden or congressional representatives from either side of the aisle are handling the negotiations. 23% of Republicans, but just 7% of Democrats, say the national debt limit should not be increased under any circumstances. I'm Jennifer King.
Can AM radio and cars be saved? Congressional lawmakers are pushing automakers to keep the first-generation technology. I'm Wyatt Grantham Phillips. New legislation on Capitol Hill is pushing to keep AM radio in the nation's cars. On Wednesday, a bipartisan group of lawmakers introduced the AM for Every Vehicle Act. The measure requires automakers to keep AM radio in new cars at no additional cost. Supporters cite public safety reasons and AM radio's critical role in emergency response. Senator Edward Markey, one of the sponsors of the act, says automakers including Tesla, BMW, and Ford have removed broadcast AM radio from their electric vehicles. Critics of the bill say mandating AM radio is unnecessary, pointing to the Integrated Public Alerts and Warning System, which can distribute safety warnings across AM, FM, internet-based, and satellite radios, and over cellular networks. Data from the National Association of Broadcasters and Nielsen shows more than 80 million across the U.S. listen to AM radio every month. Wyatt Grantham Phillips, New York.
Dr. Beach is out with his list of top U.S. public beaches for 2023. St. George Island is a 9-mile stretch of sugar-white sand with clear, gentle waves off the Florida Panhandle that draws this year's top honor as the nation's best beach. Professor Stephen Leatherman at Florida International University has been rating America's public beaches for 33 years. He says the Florida Island's unspoiled natural beauty, camping, water activities, and stargazing sets it apart. Connected by a bridge across Apalachicola Bay, famous for its oysters, the island contains a 2,000-acre park and a small village with restaurants, rental homes, and motels, and not a whole lot else. Counting down from number 5, other top strands of sand include Lighthouse Beach in the Outer Banks, Caladese Island State Park in Florida, Cooper's Beach in the Hamptons, and runner-up Dukahanamoku Beach on Oahu. I'm Jennifer King.
There is a trademark tiff over Taco Tuesday. Taco Bell says it wants to liberate Taco Tuesday for all. It is asking the Patent and Trademark Office to force Wyoming-based Taco John's to abandon its longstanding claim to the trademark Taco Tuesday. In the filing, Taco Bell says to deprive anyone of saying Taco Tuesday, be it Taco Bell or anyone who provides tacos to the world, is like depriving the world of sunshine itself. Taco John's has about 370 locations in 23 mainly Midwestern and Western states. It has strongly enforced Taco Tuesday as its trademark, sending a letter to a brewery just 5 blocks from its corporate headquarters warning it to stop using Taco Tuesday to promote a taco truck parked outside on Tuesdays. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.